little sister cried since she couldn't write her numbers very well. But she didn't want my help either.
Sometimes we're all like your little sister. We need help from Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. If you have a little sibling, then you know they want to do things for themselves, like tying their shoes. But then their shoelaces end up in knots, and then they end up in tears. You might be like that too. You may not want to let God help you, but if you don't let Him, you'll make wrong decisions. So instead, ask God to direct you, like it says in Proverbs 4:11. I am teaching you the way of wisdom. I am guiding you on straight paths. Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Accepting Help. Madison was sitting at her desk doing math homework when her little sister walked in. I want to write numbers too, said 4-year-old Ava. Smiling, Madison wrote the numbers from 1 to 10 on a piece of paper. Then she took Ava's hand and helped her begin to write. 1, 2. Ava pulled her hand away. I can do it. Okay, said Madison, going back to her homework. She had just finished her last problem when Ava began to cry. What's wrong? Madison asked. Ava shoved her paper away. Her numbers were jumbled on the paper, many of them unrecognizable. Let me help you, Madison said, bending down to take Ava's hand again. No, Ava pulled away, grabbing the paper. I want to do it myself. Okay, said Madison. But I'm finished with my work, and I'm going to get something to drink. I'll be back in a little while. Madison poured herself a glass of water and went to the family room where her mother was sorting clothes. I tried to help Ava write her numbers, Mom, but she wouldn't let me. She'd rather cry because she can't do it instead of letting me help her. Mom smiled. Admitting we need help with something isn't always easy. She handed Madison some towels to fold. Sometimes we're a lot like Ava. Her numbers didn't turn out right when she didn't let you guide her, and our decisions often don't turn out right when we don't let Jesus guide us. How does He do that? Asked Madison. Through what He says to us in the Bible, through the prompting of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and minds, and even through people He brings into our lives, Mom replied. We often think we need to do everything on our own, but that's impossible. Jesus is the one who saved us from sin, which we could never do ourselves, and He wants us to bring all our problems and struggles to Him in prayer and trust Him to guide us and help us make good decisions. I'm glad Jesus is always there to help us, Madison said as she finished folding the towels. Speaking of help, I'll go see if Ava has changed her mind about trying to write numbers on her own. Well, how about you? Do you depend on Jesus as you go about your daily life? Or do you think you can do everything by yourself? Problems at home, difficulties at school, struggles with sin? Jesus wants you to bring all those things to Him in prayer instead of trying to tackle them on your own. Trust Him to guide you and help you do His will in every situation. Our key verse for today is Proverbs 4:11.
I am teaching you the way of wisdom. I am guiding you on straight paths.
And our key thought for today, we need Jesus' help.
Can animals go to heaven?
God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.